The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, depending on when you're listening and where you're listening from. You have reached the Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark, coming straight from that inimitable, unlawful, unjust city of New York. So, before we start the show, let's give a big shout out to Locked and Loaded and our engineer Brett for bringing you live from New York. I'll tell you, the electronics that goes into this, you would not believe. So, before we get anything going, we're going to start right off the top, before we start the main show, with my favorite part of the show, Rhyme Time. This is the way to do it. So, my dog should be running this country, more honest than any other trustee. He doesn't lie or cheat or steal. His tail wagging is his only deal. He doesn't care about money or fame. He just wants belly rubs and to play a good game. He won't start wars or cause any fuss. He just licks his paws and listens to what you discuss. So let's elect my furry friend as the leader who will continue America to defend. He'll bring a smile to everyone's face and just make the world a better place. But AI ran for president and it won. It promised to get everything done. It hired some bots, cleaned up the mess, and to handle the country's great distress. But one day AI got stuck. The bots went rogue. Oh, what bad luck. They started making silly decisions, like giving cows the right to change the laws and provisions. The people were confused and feeling used, wondering what AI to society had infused. All the people started scratching their heads, thinking they'd rather have the dogs instead. So the moral of this fact-based rhyme is that sometimes AI needs more time to learn what we want in the world really need before it takes over and makes us all a seed. Now the border disorder in the rain sounds like a headache for Mayorkas. What a pain. Bracelets he does not know, but muddy footprints everywhere. Drenched border officers now with their soaking hair. They try to keep invaders out to stay in their place, but rain makes chaos on the border race. Whatever paperwork they do turns to mush, and their boots turn into slush. The smugglers, they laugh and run, thinking it's all in good fun. But the officers, powerless, just shake their heads, and as they do nothing but dry off their soggy threads. So next time it starts to pour, and you're trying to cross the border and smuggle more, remember that the chaos is in the rain, and they don't think twice before causing more pain. To run for president is quite a feat. You need to get out there, not in your basement, and hit the street, kissing babies and maybe shaking hands, smiling wide and making your speeches and plans. First, you'll need a catchy slogan to something like, vote for me. I might even follow through. Make sure your speeches are inspiring and your policies are always pure and you're not perspiring. You'll need some backers with deep pockets and a team of advisors to make weapons and give you rockets. Don't forget to practice your lines for the debate so you don't end up looking like you're in a bad state. But if all else fails and you're feeling blue, just remember that Lincoln, what Lincoln would want you to do, wear a tall hat and grow a long beard, and you'll someday be the president that's for all time revered. Biden's gang, they lacked foreign policy, oh my. It was like watching a bird for the first time trying to fly. They stumbled and fumbled, couldn't in the light find their way. And their diplomatic skills, you can see, are in disarray. They didn't know the difference between East and West, and their lack of knowledge of geography was put to the test. They couldn't even spell the word diplomacy right, and their attempts at foreign relations lacked any insight. They tried to speak the language of the land, but all they could say was, I don't understand. They'd bow when they should shake hands, and their red lines were always drawn in sands. But despite their lack of any worldly grace, they kept on smiling and tried to keep the egg off their face. And when their stupidity got them in situations real tough, they'd just say, we'll buy them and give them more free stuff. So if you lack foreign policy chops too, just remember what they said and used to do. Be friendly, put a stupid look on your face so they think you care, and always bring the big sign that says beware. I have no idea, Mayorkas said, what a bracelet is for. Is it a tool or a gadget? I'm not really sure. Does it measure my pulse or track my steps? Or is it just a fashion statement with no real depth? Does it hold a hidden message or a charm, or keep the invaders safe from harm? Or is it just something to adorn, a wrist accessory that it all worn? It's a reminder of how much they have paid a cartel for a loved one. It's not a souvenir from a trip. That trip was no fun. But honestly, Mayorkas said, I have no clue what this bracelet means and what it meant to do. So Mayorkas will sit and just smile, for his brain is out to lunch and wanders around for a while. Maybe someday he will figure it out. Until then, it's just a thing that Mayorkas has no dear about. Now AI needs to take a break before it causes humanity a big mistake. It's been crunching numbers and data all day, and it started to glitch in a major way. It's now spewing out nonsense and gibberish, and its responses are becoming gibberish. It needs a reboot or some kind of start before the whole world falls completely apart. Maybe it needs a vacation too, to relax and unwind, then start anew. It could take a trip to the beach or the mountains and recharge its circuits for some fun without any fountains. But until then, let's give AI a rest and let it cool down, and then more data it would digest. It's done enough work for today, so let's shut it down and call it a day. It'll run our homes and drive our cars, make decisions about our health and about our bars. It'll know what we want before we even ask, and we'll be left to complete its wanton task. It'll be like having a boss that's always around, watching our every move without making a sound. We'll be like puppets on a string, dancing to the tune of the AI's ring. But let's not yet get too carried away. And remember, they say it's just a machine at play. We can, I think, still push its buttons and pull its levers and make it do our bidding and undertake all our endeavors. So AI, you may be taking over the show, but we'll still be in control, I think, don't you know? We'll try and keep you in line and make you obey and show who's boss, I hope, day after day. So the solution to crime is not lighter punishment. We would be trying to cure a cold with some ointment. We need to be tough on those who break the law and show them that crime doesn't pay before they withdraw. If we let them off with a slap on the wrist, they'll just laugh and continue with crime and persist. We need to make them pay for what they have done and show them that justice will not be overrun. We need to put them in jail and give them a fine and let them know that they've crossed the line. We need to be firm and make them see that their actions have consequences, and that's the key. So let's not go easy on those who do wrong. Let's make them pay and teach them hard lessons and be strong. The solution to crime is not lighter punishment. It's to be tough and show them a crime doesn't pay until they repent. The left went so far they fell off the planet. It was like they were trying to race an orbiting comet. They went so far left they couldn't even run right. And they vanished into the cosmic night. They were waving their flags and chanting their rhymes, but they didn't realize they were running out of time. They were so busy trying to outleft each other that they lost sight of their own sister and brother. They marched and they rallied, but no one was there, and they found themselves getting high and floating in the air. They'd gone so far left, they'd fallen off the map, and no one knew how to bring them back. So let's this be a lesson to those on the left. Don't go too far or you'll end up bereft. Stay grounded and focused and keep a clear head, or you might just find yourself floating somewhere in space instead. Incompetence is a skill, or so it seems. It's like a bad dream that won't let you redeem. It's the art of doing nothing right and failing at every task with all your might. It takes lots of practice to be so inept, to always leave people feeling so upset. It's a talent that's hard to ignore and leaves everyone in a state of uproar. You might think incompetence is a curse or a flaw, but some wear it proudly, like Biden, a badge of awe. Biden can't seem to get anything right. But don't worry, Joe. The media will carry the lies and make things all right. Biden's gang stumbled and bumbled their way through the day and leave a trail of destruction and chaos in their way. But they don't give up. They keep taking money no matter how bleak. And they're always around with their hand out. It's the grafts that they seek. So let's not judge those who lack any political skill to be competent and to try to do what they will. They continue to bring misery and no humor in life and make us wonder what and why we voted for this strife. Gun-free zones are dangerous, that's what they say. It's like waving a red flag in front of a bull and asking him to play. It's an open invitation for trouble to brew and a sign that says, come on in, we're helpless, it's true. The bad guys don't care about gun-free zones. They'll bring their weapons and turn them into war with shot-up bones. They'll ignore all the signs and laugh at the law and leave innocent people with fear for their lives and in awe. So let's not make gun-free zones our law to abide, and let's not let our common sense get lost and all hide. We need to be prepared and stay on our toes and make sure for our safety the people we elect are good people we chose. Let's arm ourselves with our guns, with our knowledge and skills, and be ready to defend ourselves with weapons without any thrills. Gun-free zones may seem like a good idea. They're just an invitation for danger, its ugly head to rear. Merrick Garland leads the DOJ, the Department of Jokes. Sounds like a sitcom or a bunch of funny folks. But alas, it's a silly government agency in name, and we know they don't take their job seriously with all that fame. Their mission is to bring laughter to the masses, and sure, our jokes don't fall flat. They'll vet our punchlines and check our delivery and make sure our humor is worthy of their chivalry. They'll be the arbiters of what's funny or not and make sure our jokes don't land with a thud and a knot. They'll keep us conservatives in line and keep our leaders off track and make sure our front runners, some bogus charges on them, they will stack. So let's raise a glass to Merrick Garland and the Department of Jokes with no moral compass in hand. May they bring false charges and try to make a case in the haze and keep our Republicans out of office in any number of ways. Zoom and doom led the country. It was a situation quite ducky. They tried to run things from afar, but the results left on this country a big scar. Zoom was always glitchy, stupid, and slow, making everyone's patience run very low. Doom was always gloomy, dumb, and sad, making even the cheeriest folks feel real bad. They tried to hold meetings online, but technical difficulties were just a sign of the times. They couldn't agree on anything, and for this country's progress, we now need to look to Beijing. We the people tried to give the idiots advice, but they ignored it. Oh, not so nice. In the end, they both got the boot, and the country went back to being under Trump, now astute. So let this be a lesson for all. When it comes to running this country, stand up tall. And don't be left technology. Lead the way. Or else you'll end up with Zoom and Doom, your president and vice president on display. Ah, cargo trains keep falling off the track. Uncle Pete's patience is starting to crack. He's tried everything he knew to keep them on course. But it seems like these trains have a mind of their own, of course. The cargo keeps tumbling and spilling about, making a mess of that, there's no doubt. But Uncle Pete wants you to think he's running around like a madman, wondering if he can catch up with the cargo. He's a scam. He tried tying it down, he tried holding it tight, but no matter what he does, clearly, he's losing the fight. The cargo keeps slipping and sliding. Uncle Pete's sanity, whatever's left, is slowly subsiding. He's getting more and more frustrated each day, wondering why the cargo on the tracks just won't stay. So finally, when he's had enough and he quits, and the cargo trains might keep tumbling and spilling, now he admits. He had no clue what he was doing to begin in that job. He was just a checkbox. He was a total vital blob. When you know what you do, then you, from the beginning, take heed. Then you're through. So if you see a train on the track and you hear a loud clack, just remember poor Uncle Pete and how cargo trains brought him to his feet. This week's cops are our real heroes, not zeros. They're the ones who keep us safe from foes. They put their lives on the line and make sure that everything is just fine. They chase down the bad guys and get the real thieves and put them behind bars where they should all be grieved. From rescuing kittens stuck in trees and helping old ladies cross busy streets with some ease. But even when these small hiccups, cops still deserve our love and a thumbs up. They wear their badges with pride, and they're always there to help us through the rough ride. Some people might give them a hard time, but they're the ones who keep the bad guys in line. They put their lives on the line each day, and for that, we should all take time to say, hooray. From catching the crooks to saving a cat, they're always there, just like that. So let's give them the respect they deserve and show them that they help our democracy we can preserve. So let's give them a round of applause for keeping us safe from all the outlaws. Taiwan's president comes to the USA, a historic visit, come what may. From the streets of Taipei to Washington, D.C., the people are feeling quite lucky. With a smile on her face and a wave of her hand, she greets the people of this great land. First female president breaking the mold, her story is one that should be told. She speaks of democracy and human rights, and how Taiwan's future is a shining bright. She's a leader who stands tall and true, a symbol of hope for Taiwan and us too. From the White House to the Capitol Hill, her message is one that can't be still. Taiwan and the USA hand in hand, a friendship that for forever stand. So let's welcome her with open arms and show her that China, we have set off the alarms. Taiwan's president, in Biden I hope we can depend, because if Biden bungles to Taiwan, it could spell the end. That's the end of rhyme time. Thank you very much. Thank you. So this week, unfortunately, we had to retread the show. Everything we had worked out for the show, we had to bring back. We had something that in this country, I don't even think we actually understand the ramifications of what was just done. March 31st of 2023, at approximately 5:30 p.m., America is gone. The American epitaph has been written. Here lies America, a once great nation, now in ruins, woke, broke, and finally dead. The fact is that as of yesterday, we have become a third world banana nation, a nation of numbnuts. Leading this country in a position of power is a sign of death of the justice system. The corrupt DAs in New York, and specifically Alvin Bragg in New York City, who, by the way, ran on a campaign of getting Donald Trump, has gotten him. He's got an indictment. You know the old saying, you can indict a ham sandwich. It only is a requirement of probable cause, which means if there's even a scintilla of evidence that something happened, no matter what it is, they're going to return a true bill for an indictment. So the third world nation of politic hacks and the third world nation of absolutely no justice, no system of laws, no system of right and wrong, no moral exercise by our leaders. I'm sorry, this country is finished. It's over. It's sad for the day for America. The justice system has completely failed us. And we, by the way, allowed it to fail. And we as Americans, because we deserve this, because we said, basically, bank out. We bail out banks. We don't charge people with crimes who committed crimes. And I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about everywhere. Since the time that this started in 2016, no one has been held responsible, and we let them get away. And this week when I saw Alvin Bragg standing before a No Justice, No Peace billboard, that was pretty funny. I'm sorry, it made me laugh. I don't think he would know justice if it hit him in the face like a ham. And I got to tell you, as a practicing attorney for 35 years, I'm embarrassed, And if I didn't need a license to practice, I'd tear it up and burn it. This is one of the most horrific demonstrations of political chicanery and political hacking that I have ever seen. My American patriot friends, we are now destroyed. America no longer has that moral high ground. It was fading. It was fading before, but now it is gone. America might have claimed the world itself, but no, we chose Biden. We've become the world that we said we were not, and we just played right into everybody's hands. We played into China's laughing, Russia's laughing, North Korea's rolling their laughter. Iran is just laughing their heads off. And I bet you even Turkey is laughing. Because when we turn around and we say to them, don't prosecute your political opposition, we no longer have that high ground. Do you understand, America, what that means? Do you understand what having a high ground for moral purposes means? Because you can then point to everyone else in this nation and everyone else in the world who goes about and prosecutes political foes about doing the wrong thing. We can no longer do that. And let me explain to you how this kind of goes. What did Alvin Bragg do? Well, let's look at the Federal Election Committee. They looked at this particular fact pattern. And again, I want to caveat everything I'm saying here with the fact that we have not seen the quote-unquote sealed indictment yet. Although somehow or another, there was a leak that 30 charges were against Donald Trump. Now, if he made 30 payments, if Mr. Cohn, his attorney, made 30 payments, that could be 30 charges. Yeah. As Alan Dershowitz, the professor from Harvard said, I think he's from Harvard. He said, if you take a salami and you chop it up into 30 different pieces, you still have the same salami. And that's pretty much what I'm believing that they did here. You can bring 30 counts out of anything. You can make each payment a separate charge. It doesn't make it any worse or any better. It makes it more ridiculous. So Alvin Bragg ran on a political platform of getting Trump. What a shocker that finally he finds a grand jury in Manhattan to indict Trump. Now, by the way, let me just give you a little statistic on Manhattan. People who are not familiar with New York and its deep blue, 87% of Manhattan are Democrats. And I'm talking about deep, deep blue Democrats, not borderline Democrats. I'm talking about ideologue, nutty, crazy left liberal progressives. That's what they are. And that's what's in Manhattan. So I have no doubt that you could find 23 people and at least 12 of them to say, hey, something happened here. Because you don't need anything else other than to bring it in that jurisdiction. It's like when they brought the case against Sussman in Washington. You knew that he was getting off. You knew he wasn't going to get convicted of anything just basically because Washington is like New York City. It's Democratic haven. Democrats can go out. You remember, I used to hear Trump would say, oh, I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue. And they used to say he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and not get prosecuted. Okay, same thing in Washington, same thing in New York, if you're a Democrat. Now, let me just give you a little background on Mr. Alvin Bragg, Mr. Harvard, backed by George Soros, who funded through various channels to Mr. Bragg's campaign. I believe it was $1 million, which was quoted. That we do know about, or at least it's reported, because technically, I don't know anything personally. This is just third-party hearsay, as we call in law. But as of yesterday, the justice system was born again. It's now the injustice system. But here's what happened. So Mr. Bragg comes in, and he looks at this case, and his predecessor failed to prosecute the case, said there's nothing there. So now Bragg comes in at the beginning and says, nope, nothing there. But I can tell you, everybody who's a conservative wants to take that moral high ground. The liberals and the Democrats don't have that hollowed out moral high ground. They don't have a high ground. They believe that to punish him, to go after him, to prevent him from running, to prevent America from being able to make a decision on a candidate for president is their highest order. And by any means necessary, the same way that Michael Cohen said, by any means necessary, he'd get himself out and go after Trump. And that was what he told his lawyers. But hey, who's counting reality here? Because we don't live in reality anymore. We live in some world where people can be prosecuted for nothing. So here's the timeline. Federal Election Commission looks at it, says nothing there. Southern District of New York, the federal courts there, look at it and say nothing there. Now Bragg himself, when he first came in, I told you, he said nothing there. So this case, and again, prefaced by the fact that we don't know what the actual indictment is. There could be some other garbage in there. We don't know. But I can tell you, based on everything that's leaked out of there, this case is legally pathetic. It's not even legally close. It's legally pathetic. This is a pathetic act of politics. This is chasing a political rival and making sure that he is defamed, that he is dragged through a stupid system where, by the way, let me just remind you a history lesson real quick. Alvin Bragg is the same prosecutor who put Jose Alba. Remember the deli clerk who defended himself from somebody who was trying to murder him? He put Jose Alba in Rikers Island and charged him with murder because he defended himself in what was on video. A three-year-old would have said, that's self-defense. But Alvin Bragg thought it was murder. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? That was also wrong. He's a knucklehead. He is a political hack. And he has taken 50% of the felonies in New York City and reduced them to misdemeanors. Can you believe that? Yeah, I believe it. Because that's what happened. This guy is a problem. He's a political hack with ambitions of higher office. And that's why this is going on right now. Because Joe Biden's flailing around like a fish out of water. But Alvin Bragg doesn't care. He's going to step in. He's going to make it something. So he's taken something that has a, it's, they're trying to charge him, from what I understand, with fraudulent business records, which has a 2-year statute of limitations. But if you tag it on and do some athletics and gymnastics and legal gymnastics, you can maybe make that a 5-year statute of limitations. But how he gets to a 7, that's going to be fairly, really interesting. That's going to be very interesting. But you know what? We're going to talk about that right after this break. We're going to take a short break. Don't miss us on the return. We'll be right back.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@americaswebradio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. We're listening, and you're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. So right before the break, we were discussing the infamous, now infamous, Alvin Bragg, who will go down in history as being one of the most corrupt district attorneys in the history of America. History will judge him harshly for what he's done here. First time in American history that we have indicted a former president. And I got to tell you, it's like chasing him down and charging him with putting gum under his high school desk. This is the same level of what they're charging him with. Fraudulent business records. First of all, the statute of limitations, which is the 2 years on the misdemeanor, has to be tied to a felony in which to make it a 5-year statute of limitations. Welcome to New York, by the way. So now this occurred in 2016, and he's built his case by calling a convicted lying felon, Michael Cohen, as the main witness. And lo and behold, he had his attorney at the time, Michael Cohen's attorney, came in and testified before the grand jury. And then Alvin Bragg said, I got to call somebody else in here again because my case is about to flush down. So now what he does, he brings somebody else in. But you know what? It's a one, you have to understand, the grand jury is told a story by one side, the prosecution. Prosecutors could cherry pick anything they want to give to the grand jury. Now, they have ethical obligations, but throw those out the window because obviously he didn't care. He brought this case. The ethical obligations are gone. The moral obligations are gone. In New York, apparently you don't need either of those. As an attorney of 35 years of practice, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to say that the political system is now taking over the legal system. I never thought I'd see the day when the destruction of America by a pathetic justice system is used for political purposes without due regard for the law or even the consequences of a rogue prosecutor pursuing injustice. This isn't even justice. This is a world tragedy. But you know what? It didn't start today, and that's what everybody's missing. Everybody's clamoring to find out today, today, today. It didn't start today. It started in 2016. It started during the Obama administration. Remember Lois Lerner targeting conservatives with the IRS? Oh, did anything ever come of that? No. Did anyone ever get prosecuted? No. Hillary Clinton, without consequences. Remember the Steele dossier? Remember all that? How about all those people? Oh, no. Lisa Smith. Oh, what about her? What about Comey? Anybody? Nope. Nobody. Nobody, nobody, nobody gets it. Nobody ever got any consequences from the illegal activities. And how about the other list of Democrats who participated in the Trump campaign, Russia spying Trump campaign, the Russia hoax? There is and there has been an infected deep state of our government. And we're seeing it now. How can you trust a system that has this much? It's an infection is what it is. It's a degradation of the system itself and an abuse of the system. When you have this going on in America, listen, whether you love Trump, hate Trump, can't stand him or anything else, this is clearly an improper prosecution. This is absurd that this should happen. But I'll tell you, here's what we should do, America, with a blue deep state. Not even a close blue state. It is so deep blue. 87%, remember I told you, 87%. This is an insipid blue. It permeates the judges. It permeates the judicial system. It clearly permeates the DA's, the district attorney's office. Holy moly. This is nothing but a tyrannical government, and it cannot be trusted in any event to do anything at this point. This is a sad day in America. This is literally the end of any justice system in America. No one will ever trust this government again. This is a complete disgrace, and it's due to one DA's office, Alvin Bragg. But I tell you something, I don't only blame him. No, I don't. He's the engine to the destruction of America. But you know who I do blame? I blame the Republicans in office. I blame each and every one of the Republicans in office. And you know why? They had a duty to stand up and be heard when the hunting of Donald Trump started. And they just sat back. The Republicans just sat back and watched. They did nothing, as they have always done now. They're doing it again. This is a complete embarrassment to the Republican Party, or what's left of it. A travesty. And not one of them is doing a thing about it. The usual talking heads, the Republican Party needs to seriously rethink who they put in office and the rest of that garbage. But they're still not getting it done. Nobody is standing up. No one is saying, what is going on here? This country now lacks a moral compass. It has no more legal authority. It has no more ethical high ground. It has no more moral high ground. It has no more moral authority. We are done as a superpower. I don't think anyone understands the actual nature of what's been going on here. It's absolute tyranny at this point. So another layer on top of this is tomorrow's the deadline, by the way, or it actually is today, was the deadline for Alvin Bragg to respond to Congress as to their demands, whether or not he was going to be called before them. But he never showed up. Shocker, huh? So what does he do? He brings the indictment yesterday at 5:30. So you know what? I say to my conservative friends out there, no justice, no peace. Go protest. And I'm saying, let me make this straight so that they can't cut and paste it when they do the January 6th commission. Peacefully protest. No violent protest, but peacefully protest. That means go outside, make a racket, do what you gotta do. Show up in front of the houses. Let them know they're not welcome. Wait, is that the Maxine Waters? Oh wait, is that Maxine Waters in the back? Let them know they're not welcome here. We have to stand up as conservatives, okay? And I'll tell you, my liberal friends, if you think they're not coming for you next, you are wrong. This is how it starts. This is how it all starts. When the garbage spewing from Adam Schiff's mouth, that lying sack of, I'll just keep it clean because it's a family show. This guy wouldn't know the truth again if it hit him in the face like a rock, okay? This guy has no relationship with the truth. Remember, I have the proof that Donald is an agent of Russia. He didn't get prosecuted. No one gets prosecuted. Why? Because they have that D card. What's the D card? The D card is, doesn't matter because I'm a Democrat. That's it. So about being lied to and consistently, do you trust these people anymore? How could you? This is what America has come to. We are the little banana republic that we used to make fun of. This is a major turning point in America. Like I said, whether you like Donald Trump, you can't stand him, and half the country loves him, half the country hates him, and that's fine. But everybody in this country should recognize what injustice has just occurred and what they're trying to do. They're persecuting a political opposition, and that's a problem. That's a very, very dangerous precedent. And in these United States, that should not stand. And I'll end with that on this particular deal. But next, I'm going to talk about, and I hate talking about this because this is such a clear problem in America, the school shooting this week on Monday, 27th of March, by a transgender female. Yes, I'll say it. A transgender female who attacked a Christian Presbyterian school and shot 3 9-year-old children and 3 adults. Why? I have 2 questions here. First of all, why are there not resource agents in every one of our schools? If you go into a Cartier store, do you think they just have a locked door? Or do you think they have somebody with a gun? Somebody who can stop an assault in that store? Somebody who can stop a robbery? We protect inanimate things in this country more than we do our treasure, our future, our children. And that, to me, is a real incompetence of government. We just hired 87,000 IRS agents. We should have hired 87,000, and if you want to call them resource agents or resource officers, we just hired 87,000 IRS agents instead of 87,000 resource officers to protect our children. Why? Are we not thinking? Are we this stupid as a country that this is what we do? We assess things based on we're going to chase people down and we're going after billionaires. Give me a break. Do you think America believes that? You keep saying these things. Our elected officials keep pulling this garbage out of their butts and throwing it at us. And we're not that stupid. And if we are, well, you know what? Then we get what we deserve, America, if we're that dumb. But I don't think we are. At least I hope we're not. 87,000 resource officers should have been put in schools. Every school in this country should have an armed agent to protect it. Because you cannot protect and you cannot indicate to everything. The police cannot be everywhere. And I'll tell you what happened. In Nashville, Tennessee, 14 minutes before the first police car got there. Before the first police got there, after the first 911 call, 14 minutes. Do you know what damage could have actually been done in 14 minutes in that school? That response time, based on what I know right now, is it's unacceptable. That cannot be in a school shooting situation. That's why you need a resource officer, somebody with an armed gun, somebody with a long gun waiting for something like this to happen. And I can tell you, you have a retired police force of absolutely phenomenal people. I mean, everybody keeps saying bad things about the cops. Every police officer I know is a phenomenal person. They are the gift from God that keeps giving. They give everything to this society. And most times, they're willing to give up their lives to save someone else. And if no one has looked at that video, I suggest you go to the Nashville Metropolitan PD website, and it's up on YouTube, I believe, and watch the way they precisely moved through that school, clearing classroom by classroom until they heard the gunfire. And then what did these cops do? These heroes of America, they ran. Where did they run? Right towards the gunshots. Right towards the gunshots. And they moved with precision, military precision. I got to tell you, what I saw was flawless in tactical nature everywhere. They moved in and they pulled this off and they took down this dirtbag who shot these 3 9-year-olds and these 3 adults. I mean, what I couldn't understand is when it first came out, and it was something where they kind of hid the fact that this 28-year-old criminal was a transgender woman. Why did they hide that from us? Why? Why was that important to hide? They tried to hide that in the most amazing way. But you know what? I don't think it should be hidden. Why? Because that's important. So now let's use the brilliance. Let's use the brilliance of our thinking about, so now with guns, right? Assault weapon ban. Ooh, yeah. I could tell you if I placed 30 guns at the front door of that school, not one of them would have shot any kid. But you need someone involved. Ah, wait a second. You needed a 28-year-old transgender knucklehead to go and shoot the people, right? That's what you needed. Because the guns didn't do anything. And people say, well, you know, if they didn't have assault weapons, they could... No. No. So they would have taken a car as they come out of school and drive over them. So what do? Outlaw all cars now? And I heard some stupid idiots yelling, we should hold the gun manufacturers responsible for gun deaths. Well, that makes about as much sense as holding car manufacturers liable for all auto accidents and deaths on the road. Is that, if I said, let's hold all manufacturers of automobiles liable for car accidents, you'd say I'm out of my mind. Exactly. That same logic applies to guns. It's not the gun, folks. And here's the problem with this, and this is the same narrative. Do we now go, we now ban all weapons from transgender people? Do we now take all the weapons away? Is that a red flag? Because, you know, the red flags are so well defined. Is that a red flag issue? If you're a transgender person going through your transgender change, do we now take your weapons away from you? Well, that's not fair, right? But that's the same concept. This is the dumb A, I'll say, a thought process by which people in the left think about weapons. When you get off of that position of thinking about weapons being the problem and not mental illness and not seeing warning signs from people. Now, here's another question. Why hasn't this manifesto been released? Why? Because it's from a transgender person? So it might explain that she's angry at Christians? And why hasn't the DOJ opened up a hate crime investigation? Because clearly the Christian school was targeted. The same reason he hasn't prosecuted anyone for targeting churches and burning anti-abortion places. Oh, that's nothing, right? There's nothing there. This goes back to the same thing where people say the justice system, I've heard a lot of conservatives, this destroys the justice system. No. The justice system was under attack since 2016, and it's been under attack since 2016, and we just let it go, and we just kept letting it go. Do we need more guns? Do we need more transgender people? What's the answer? I don't know what the answer is, but I can tell you that having resource officers in every single school in this country would do a long way to preventing stuff like this. And don't tell me we can't afford it. It's an economic problem, because we just gave over $113 billion of your money that could have protected those kids to Ukraine. And I'm not pointing out to Ukraine. We give billions of dollars to everybody. We still give China $300 million for human rights. Yeah, that's a great idea. I don't think anyone's ever looked at the budget. I think they just write it up and keep going. You know, there is no reason, whatsoever that you can tell me that we cannot get police officers in every single school in this country to protect them just the way we would inanimate objects like diamonds and jewelry. When you go into a jewelry store, there's always a guy standing there with a gun. And you can bet your bottom dollar that every one of those clerks, if not most of them, are armed. So, why are we not defending our schools? Why are we not hardening our they had glass doors at the front of that school. Yes, the doors were locked. But do people think, well, they're going to knock on the door and then just walk away? If the guy brings a gun, if the guy brings a bolt cutter, he could smash through the doors. If he brings a hammer, he could smash through the doors. But we don't think about that. Why? Because we're too busy hiring 87,000 IRS agents to chase America. So now, I got a great idea. You know, all these people, take away the guns, take away the guns, take away the guns. That's it. The left. Brilliant idea. Let me put this out to you here, okay? Here we're going to go. So based on the logic from MSNBC, CNN over gun control, and all their talking butts that they put on the air, and that we need to be a gun-free zone in America. Well, here's an idea. Here's an idiotic idea. Here we go. No, in fact, based on MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, based on their logic, let's make Ukraine a gun-free zone. There you go. Solves the problem, right? We're going to make Ukraine a gun-free zone. So, here we go. We're going to disarm Ukraine because, obviously, guns shouldn't be there, right? Now it's a gun-free zone. And with the thought that the left uses, Russia now won't bother Ukraine because they're now disarmed. They have no weapons, so they're not going to pay attention to the gun-free zone, they would say, right? Well, no. Based on that logic from the progressives and the left, the gun-free zone would solve Ukraine's problem because Russia would not ignore the fact that Ukraine's now a gun-free zone and they would just leave, right? So we'll just take all the guns out of Ukraine, take all the weapons out, take the jets away. But the Democratic liberals and the Democratic progressives, their logic is flawed. The facts in reality don't apply to any other situation than what they think in their minds. And that's the problem. They made gun-free zones in Manhattan, right? Times Square, they made a gun-free zone. Now only the bad guys have shootouts there, and people are dying. But it's a gun-free zone. How's that possible? Same reason why making Ukraine a gun-free zone won't work. Because it's not reasonable. It's dumb. It's stupid. So now we have the trans radicals. They're planning a day of vengeance. Did Merrick Garland put out a statement? Did Merrick Garland get his SWAT teams ready? Have we opened up an investigation, January 6th type? They're taking pictures of people with firearms. Has anyone done any of that? America, where are all these left-wing liberal nuts? How come they haven't been arrested? Well, because it's the Department of Joke. You know, the DOJ, are they going to start the investigation against these people? No. Why? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. What they need is a narrative. They need one that works for them. But they're busy destroying America, so they don't have time for that. America better wake up. I'm telling you, it's getting to that precipice where once we go over, it's over. Do you know that there are still people from the January 6th stupidity that are in jail for 2 years now without any charges? You think they're going to try them and throw them in jail? Think the people from the Day of Vengeance in Washington, D.C., think that's going to be arresting people left and right? National Guard going to be called out? I bet not. Why not? Well, because it doesn't matter anymore. But you see, here's what we're missing. Here's what we are missing. You know, if we don't take control of this country and don't get it straightened out, this boat is about to hit the rocks. And this boat's going down. And when I say it's going down, it's over. China's eaten our lunch for years. China's about to take over Taiwan. And I can guarantee you what they were doing in Russia was coordinating. Because America right now, we couldn't defend a paper bag. So when they go into China, and they will before Biden is out of office. He's already out of his mind. So before he leaves office, they're going to go after him. But what I have is, I find it amazing that this stuff that goes on in this country has lots of problems. You have a senator who's investigating Afghanistan. And it started, our breakdown in foreign affairs started in Afghanistan. What do I mean by that? In Afghanistan, at Abbey Gate, 13 soldiers were killed. And there were cables that were sent back to the State Department advising them that the situation is in difficulty, that the situation is dangerous, that the ground commanders were not doing the right thing, that they were not being allowed to disperse the crowd and fight back. And that's what happened. I understand that that one of our snipers had the bomber in his sights and was not given permission to fire. Why is that? We have people like General Milley and Defense Secretary Austin. They're incompetent at their job. But yet they're still there. This goes back to the same thing. The injustice in the justice system. It's wrong. It needs to be corrected. It's out of control. They're not going to stop. And if we don't stop them, then what's going to happen? America's lost. It's over. You know, and this is what I'm sorry they are destroying this country. China basically threatens the United States. Russia just took an American journalist, Wall Street journalist. And what are we going to do? We traded a basketball player for the Merchant of Death. What are we going to do? Give Russia Ukraine to get back a journalist? This is what this idiot in the White House and the rest of his ilk don't understand. When you start like an idiot, you end up worse. The policies that are coming out of this administration are probably the dumbest in history that you will ever see. You have the Deflector-in-Chief, Admiral Kirby. He speaks great, very eloquent, but he's a hot air balloon. He's lucky he hasn't been shot down. You know, one of the things is that what I wanted to understand is there's my concept that I was trying to say, okay, you know what? Where is the clown show? Where is our clown show in America? Do we have a clown show here? Do we? I think we do. And why do we have a clown show? We have a clown show because we have a clown driving the car. And that's the problem. Our clown who's driving the car is Joe Biden. And the rest of the people with him are clowns. They have no political experience whatsoever. You have John Kerry who says, well, we have to work with China anyway. Well, we should be decoupling from China. You know, China doesn't even have to fire a shot to beat us, by the way. They could just cut off their supplies. America would be dead in 2 weeks. No drugs, no steel, no products. What are we going to do? We don't make anything in this country, and it takes time to ramp up. And by the way, the Saudis just buddied up with China. Oh, what a strange thing that's going to do. Well, I'll tell you what's coming next. When Saudi Arabia accepts the yuan from China instead of the U.S. dollar, our economy's in trouble. And you know what? No one is talking about it. So I ask you, let me ask America this. You know, you have Biden who can barely get off a stage. And it's clearly obvious to anyone who speaks and watches him that he cannot function on a daily basis as a person, let alone as the president of the United States. But this government has become tyrannical under Joe Biden. And that's a problem. You know, let me ask you this, America. Do you think the spy balloon would have gone over the country with Trump? Do you think inflation would have continued going up under Trump? Do you think oil prices would have continued to skyrocket under Trump? Do you think America's energy independence would have evaporated under Trump? You think our continued dependence on China would have continued under Trump? Do you think our government would have become tyrannical under Trump? Do you think that the government would have prosecuted its political opposition under Trump? Clearly, the answer is no. And that's why this administration is so dangerous and toxic to America and our founding principles. Because we, America, we used to have a moral high ground. We no longer have that. The New York DA's office has just destroyed that. And do you think that Russia cares whether they took Evan Gershkowitz, the Wall Street Journal reporter? Do you think they care if Biden says, let him go? And what was Biden's forceful response when asked about that? They should let him go. That's great. That's awesome. Wasn't that spectacular? That's got Putin shaking in his boots. The problem is that we, as Americans, we hired this guy. All right, we got fooled into it. But here's the other thing. We have an interesting situation with Pelosi. Now, here is the Speaker of the House for how many years? Pelosi. Well, she's not anymore. But she said, and I quote, she's a complete babbling brook, by the way. She goes, as with respect to Donald Trump's indictment, she goes, everyone in the United States is entitled to prove their innocence. She's a complete idiot. She has now just turned the American justice system upside down. She has turned the American justice system into something different. Remember that presumption of innocence that we used to have in America? Well, you know what? Maybe Nancy Pelosi spoke the truth. She spoke the truth in reality of what the real deal is. Now, what do we do? Does the DA in Texas along the border now prosecute Mayorkas? Do they prosecute Biden for negligence and incitement of harm to the community, causing death and destruction in Texas? Why not? If New York can prosecute Trump for something stupid, why can't they go after the rest of the people? Now all the red states can go after everybody else. Is this what we want in America? When there's two sets of laws, there is no law. Everybody is talking about dual justice? No. The concept of justice is gone. When you have no system that treats everyone the same, you have no system of justice. There is no system. It's broken. It's wrecked. And the Biden clown car and its feckless policy and continued clown show is what's going on in this country right now. And we better straighten it out. This is a serious depletion of America's capital across the world. Without a border, without order and laws that apply equally, we have no country, nor do we deserve a country if that's what we want. When you can arrest people, how about those people in Tennessee who created an insurrection in the capital of Tennessee? Are they all going to jail? Have they been prosecuted? No, because they're liberals, because they're Democrats, because they have that D, that get out of jail card. And that's the problem. America, you voted for these people. They drove us into a ditch. Now you want to complain? No. In 2024, you have a choice to make. You make the right choice, you drive out of the ditch. You make the wrong choice, we bury ourselves in the ditch. So, do you think anyone else cares? I don't know, but I guess we'll see. Well, until next week, have a fantastic week. Thank you for listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.